Stacey Abrams on election loss, secret that makes Breitbart News crazy, we won. By Penny Starr on May 4, 2019. Democrat Stacey Abrams, who lost the Georgia governor's race in the midterm elections, said on Friday that her opponent Brian Kemp is a cartoon villain and that she won that race, and she took a swipe at Breitbart News. "I'm here to tell you a secret that makes Breitbart and Tucker Carlson go crazy. We won," Abrams said at a fundraiser for Annie's List in Houston, Texas. "I am not delusional. I know I am not the governor of Georgia, possibly yet." Kemp won the governor's seat with 55,000 more votes than Abrams, who for some time refused to concede that she lost. The Houston Chronicle reported. For the first several minutes of her speech, Abrams rehashed elements of her losing campaign, which she has chalked up to efforts she says were aimed at suppressing votes, such as long lines and low numbers of provisional ballots. On Friday, she said Kemp played a central role in the alleged efforts. "We had an architect of voter suppression that spent the last 8 years knitting together a system of voter suppression that is unparalleled in America," Abrams said. "And he had the unfortunate circumstance of running against me for governor." She warned the Texas Democrats, mostly women, that they would face the same kind of voter suppression in 2020. "We are in a state of crisis," Abrams said. "They are trying to erase our democracy, corrode it so much so that we stop believing in it. Because they know that that's the only way to hold on to the power they have. I've never seen a community of people work so hard to strip away our rights and our humanity as fast as they can," she said. Abrams had explored the idea of challenging Senator David Perdue, RGA, for his Senate seat but announced last week she will not enter that race, raising speculation she may try to unseat Kemp in 2022. Annie's List, meanwhile, actively is recruiting candidates to run for the 17 Texas House seats it plans to target in 2020. Executive Director Royce Brooks said, the Chronicle reported. The group also plans to help Democrats who flipped 12 Republican districts last November hold on to the seats. Brooks said, anticipating about 20 of the 29 battleground seats will feature female Democratic nominees. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.